பரிசுத்தமுள்ள ஆண்டவரே, இந்த ஆசீர்வாதமான வேலைக்காக நன்றி செலுத்துகிறோம். யுவர் காட் ஆஃப் இன்டராக்ஷன், எக்ஸ்பெக்டேஷன்ஸ் அண்ட் மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன்ஸ் என்று நாங்கள் பேச கேட்டோம். உமக்கு நன்றி ஆண்டவரே. தொடர்ந்து உங்கள் ஜீவனில் வார்த்தை மூலமாக எங்களோடு நீங்கள் பேசுங்க. மீட்பர் இயேசு கிறிஸ்து நாமத்தில் பிதாவே. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வேர்ஸ் ஏல வாசிங்க, 19:1. I will stop there. Thank you. Israel arrived at Mount Sinai, right? We'll take that one verse today. We have enough time for it. Okay. You know, chapter 19 is a very significantly theologically important chapter. You know why? Why? The entire Bible, particularly the Old Testament, 19th chapter is said to be a very important chapter. You know why? Why? Because it comes before 20th chapter, right? Now obviously, yes. 20th chapter is very significant. 10 commandments is given 20th chapter. So it's a prelude to the 20th chapter. Therefore, there is so much of significance there locked up within this beautiful chapter 19. Definitely, we're going to have a long time on this. First, I want to start with arrival at Sinai, right? You know how long they stayed here at Sinai? Starting from this verse, 19, right down to Numbers 10 chapter, they are very much there. 11 long months. 11 months stayed in one place. Israelites got locked up within that place. And that is where God wanted to have them exactly where He wanted to have them and for a particular purpose. And now, I'm going to say 3 sub-points under this. Number one is, we're going to see where the law was given. Secondly, we're going to see whom the law was given to. Thirdly, when the law was given. Where the law was given? Mount Sinai, right. You'll be interested to know, the law was not given at one go, like this. You know, how old was he? 80. 80 years old man has to go up and down the mountain not once, minimum 8 times. Yeah. See, 19, 3, 19, 8, 19, 20, 20, 21, 24, 9, 24, 12 and 13, and 32, 31, 34, 2 and 4. In all this, 8 times, this old man, 80 years old man, going up and down and up and down and up and down, just to get the law. Mind that the law was not given at one go. 10 commandments were cut out. So the reveal is, where the law was given is Mount Sinai. Mount Sinai is 7,497 feet high. It's not just a mound, right? 7,497 feet high. Mountain, it takes minimum to go, ascent alone will take 3 hours. Descent will take 2.5 hours. So altogether, for one up and down, it takes 5.5 hours for anybody. Moses at this age, it would have taken a little longer. 8 times over, 19, 3, 19, 8, 19, 20, 20, 21, 24, 19, 24, 12 and 14, 10, 32, 31 and 34, 2 and 4. In all this, that means it started here, it ended in 34th chapter. What is another interesting factor is this. what is called Pentateuch in Greek? Penta means 5, right? Pentateuch, first 5 books. They call it Torah. In Torah, it's called by. See, the Pentateuch, 3 and of section out of the 5 books, 3.5 books talks about the law of God. 3.5 sections. That means, in other words, வேற விதமாக சொல்ல போனீங்கன்னா அதில் வந்து 187 சாப்டர்ஸ் ஆர் தேர். ஆல் த ஃபைவ் புக்ஸ் புட் டுகெதர் 22 இருக்கிற 5 புக்கருடைய டோட்டல் சாப்டர்ஸ் எவ்வளோன்னா 187 சாப்டர்ஸ் தான். இதில் வந்து ஃபஸ்ட்டு இதுக்கு முன்னால் எத்தனை சாப்டர், 19 சாப்டருக்கு முன்னால் எத்தனை சாப்டர் இருக்குது? ஜெனிசிஸ் 68, வெரி குட், 68 சாப்டர் பிஃபோர் 19 சாப்டர் அண்ட் தென் 119 chapter after this makes 187 chapters. So 19 chapter pin munnala vandu 68 chapters, 19 chapter pinnala 119 chapters. So what is so significant about this in pathina, the 68 chapter ku it takes thousands of years, whereas 119 chapters ke took only 40 years. So the 40 years, God was doing nothing but giving them laws after laws after laws after laws. So now the question is again, we'll go back to where the law was given, Mount Sinai, right? What is the other name for Mount Sinai? Does it have another name in the Bible? Anybody who gives answer get $2 price right away. யாரு இது ஒரே புரியுது, ஒரே புரியுது யாருக்கு? யூ கெட் $2. யாரு? எக்ஸோடஸ் சாப்டர் 3 1 எடுங்க. எக்ஸோடஸ் சாப்டர் 3 1 ரோடா $2 குடுறே. யாரெல்லாம் சொல்ல மாட்டாங்க, சொல்ல மாட்டாங்க நினைச்சு வந்தா சொல்லி போறீங்க. சொல்லுங்க, வாசிங்க. எக்ஸோடஸ் 3:1 குயிக்கா.
Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the desert and came to Horeb.
Came to what?
Horeb.
Horeb is another name for Sinai. Now you see the connection. Exactly what happened in Horeb? What happened? God revealed himself in what? In fire, right? Same fire happens here in Sinai, which is again the same Horeb. எந்த ஓரப்பிலே கடவுளை அவன் தரிசித்தானோ ஃபயர் மூலிமா, சேம் ஃபயர் நவ் கம்ஸ் இன் ஹியர். See, that is a correlation, right? எந்த இடத்துல வந்து மோசஸ் தனிப்பட்டவனாக கடவுளை சந்தித்தானோ அதே மோசஸ் பல வருடங்கள் கழித்து அதே சைனாய் மலையிலே அதே ஃபயர்ல கடவுள் தரிசிக்கிறது யார்? இட் இஸ் நாட் ஓன்லி மோசஸ் அட் திஸ் பாயிண்ட், என்டையர் கிரவுட் ஆஃப் பீப்புள், 2 million பீப்புள் காட் வாண்ட்ஸ் மீட் வித் தம். இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங்லி, வாட் இஸ் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங் இயர் இஸ் தேர்ட் சாப்டர்ல என்ன வாசிக்கிறோம்? ஜெனசிஸ்ல, ஜெனசிஸ் தேர்ட் சாப்டர் சொல்லாத எப்போ நம்ம ப்ரீச் பண்ணிருக்கோம்? Genesis 3rd chapter, God came in the cool of the day to walk with man, to have fellowship with man. Yes, Anna Marie, want to interact with man, right? You know, man sinned. So sin has disrupted the what? Fellowship. As a result, after Genesis 3, God never ever met any group of people. He always met individuals. Starting from here, who is the first individual he met after this? Third chapter ka pro, who is the first individual? Enoch, right? Enoch oda kartha nadandhaan potruk, right? Then who is the second person? Noah. Then who is the third person? Abraham, and then Isaac, and then Jacob, and then Joseph, and finally it is Moses. So God, after the third chapter, because of sin, he always dealt with the individuals, not with a group of people. First time in the 19th chapter, God wanted to meet with the people. That's interestingly, another significance of 19th chapter is, first time after the third chapter of Genesis, God wanted to meet not with an individual anymore, he wants to meet with the entire crowd of people. That is an interesting God. That's an interesting passage because, as I told you, 7,497 feet high, it takes nearly 5.5 hours to go up and down. How many times we said this man went up and down? Keep it at the back of your mind. 80 years old man walking up and down. Now, what does it signify about the law? What does it say about the law? He knew that this man is an old man, right? How can this man walk up and down? He's not a young guy anymore. They are an old man. So Clement was saying that. Na youth. See, this man is quite an old man, 80 years old man. God was playing some kind of fun with this guy, because just imagine, you will have a year, year, and a year, you will have a year, you will have a year. Why did he do that? Any idea here?
Hard end.
Where are they? Any other idea? So, to whom the law is usually given?
To
whom the law is usually given?
To the lawless
people. Now, good people don't need a law, right?
Exactly.
Only bad people need a law, right?
Huh? Law is needed for
everyone. No. All man, right? All man are sinners, right? See, John Stott, Clement knows this great guy. He is an English theologian. He says, "Pavatha patti nee padikkanumna Bible ke povananra." You know what he is saying? Look at the world around you. When you leave your home, what do? You put the lock and you hang on it and see whether it is properly locked. Why? Because you don't trust your neighbors. Secondly, when you walk on the road, and what do? There are rules and regulations in place. You know when to move and when not to move. When the green is on, you move. When the red is on, you don't move, right? But why there is a policeman still? Because he has to stay. If there is no policeman, no light is going to stop you. So therefore he says, there has to be a policeman to enforce the law. And contract is not enough. We need to have a policeman to enforce. The laws and regulations are not enough. We need a policeman to enforce it. Even when you buy a property from your own brother, what do? You invite a lawyer. You write a contract. Why? Because you don't trust your brother. All these, he's saying, it points out you are all sinners. You don't go to the Bible to find out you are a sinner. Look at the way you handle things in the world. That shows, indicates that you don't trust. You over close your neighbor is. Put the alarm clock on. You know, are you alarm alarm on? Particular? Ina kegri. Ina atta putina. Careful. Pagathuutla namu kudadu. Pagathuutla namu brother kudar pa. Right. So that means it shows. That is exactly the point. The law was given because people need the law. God knows that however good these people are, though they are my people, chosen people, they still need the law. Without law, there can be no way this guy is going to help us, right? Now, so we said, no, first of all, he said, where is called Sinai? Again, don't make a confusion. Sinai and Horeb are the same. What? Sinai and Horeb are the same mountain, right? Same mountain where God met Moses. Now God meets the entire crowd. Read to me 19 chapter 16 to 18 verse here.
19, 16 to 18,
Not individual anymore. 19 chapter onwards, it is God meeting the people right away. The problem here is this. 20th chapter 18th verse was singe. 20th chapter 18th verse. Janangal ellarum idi mulkangali minnali vekkala sattathiyum. கண்டார்கள் அதை கண்டு தூரத்திலே நின்றார்கள். See the contradiction? See, 19th chapter is one way, it is very significantly important. Great thing is happening. At the same time, saddest thing is also happening. What is the saddest thing?
Moses
God wants to get closer to man, man wants it to move away from God. This is a tragedy. As he rightly said, in 19th chapter, God said, I'm no longer going to be up there. I want to come down to meet my people. Unfortunately, these people are saying, Dhurathil Nindraag, they kept a distance from God. It was a drawing near God, they were distancing themselves from God. That's a tragedy happening in the same place, the same mountain, Mount Sinai. And that time, Mount Sinai, Moses pathwode enna pannan potukudhu? Enna pannan potukudhu? Was he keeping a distance from God? Was he drawing nearer to God? Kittu poi paathan potukudhu. Adhe janangalala vandha janangal kittu poi paakala. Avan dooruma ponaan potu. See the contradiction, right? Moses was drawing near God. These fellows are drawing away from God. This is the tragedy of human tragedy even to this day. God wants to get closer to you and you wanted to go away from God. This is a human tragedy. In the world, 7 billion people, 2.2 billion are Christians. The rest of the people are moving away from God, but God wants to move closer to these guys. Unfortunately, only 2.2 billion are said to be Christians, and the rest of the people are all moving away from God, further and further and further away. God is coming down and down and down to get close to these guys. So this tragedy still continues in the world even today, unfortunately. Now, after when, where, we'll consider about whom the law was given. Whom? Given to whom? No. It was to Moses. Through Moses. Of course, Moses is the mediator, as Shastri has said. So Moses the mediator, law was given to whom? Moses, as I rightly said. Who is Moses? God's selected mediator. It was through the Moses, God gave them the law of God. As I told you right away, the beginning itself. So God said, first of all, he met Moses in the first place. After this came 19th chapter, he met the whole crowd of people, right? So Moses was the one. Now, Moses, what award we said Moses was? 80 years old. As I told you again, 7,497 feet high. He has to go up and down all the time. So there are, what are the blessings God blessed the Israelites in the wilderness? Wilderness la vandu kathar kodutha aashirvaadangal enna? Essential blessings God blessed Israelites with. What are the blessings?
Food, water,
la essential needs, right? Anything else? Greatest blessing? What are the greatest blessing God gave them?
God came with them, God went with them, God himself is presence with them.
Blessings. First one, what is the first miracle God did when they took them out of Israel?
Red Sea.
That is what? What do you call that? Salvation, right? Salvation from a crisis point, right? Salvation, that's the greatest miracle. To this day, Israelites are commemorating all this. First is greatest in salvation. Then was said, it said manna, and then rocks open to give them water. All these are sustenance of God. Thirdly, what? Third blessing, another. Greatest blessing, as I told you, 60% of the 187 chapters talk about what? The law of God, right? As I told you, right? 60% of the 187 chapter on there talks about the law of God. The same thing, scripture, right? We can say. Three great blessings are given in the wilderness. Neengala naana vanandra vaalkikulla poracha. That is where the greatest blessings are given to us. சில வாழ்க்கையில் நம்மளை யோசிக்கிறோம், வாழ்ந்து வளர்ந்துற வாழ்க்கையில் போனால் என்ன ஆசீர்வாதம் இருக்குங்க? கண்ணீரும் வருத்தம் தானே மிச்சம்னு யோசிப்பீங்க. தட் இஸ் நாட் ட்ரூ. திஸ் டே இஸ்ரேலைட்ஸ் ப்ரேசிங் காட் ஃபார் த வில்டர்னஸ். யூ நோ வை? Three great blessings are given only in the wilderness, not anywhere else. So they saw God's salvation, they saw God's sustenance, they saw God's scriptures all in the wilderness, one after another. So உங்க வாழ்க்கையில வனாந்திரம் வந்தீங்கன்னா சோர்ந்துடாதீங்க, ஆண்டவர் பழிக்காதீங்க, ஆண்டவர் இருக்கான்னு கேட்காதீங்க. வனாந்திரங்களை கொண்டுதான் ஆண்டவர் தன் முழுமையான மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷனை பத்தி சொன்னார். சேஸ்திரி என்ன அர்த்தம் அப்படின்னா, இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் டு கெட் த ஃபுல் மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன் ஆஃப் காட், கோயிங் டு தி வில்டர்னஸ், தட் இஸ் வேர் யூ வில் ஃபைண்ட் காட் மேனிஃபெஸ்டிங் இட் செல்ஃப் டு அஸ். ஹவ் ஹி மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் ஹிம்செல்ஃப் இன் சால்வேஷன், இன் சஸ்டெனன்ஸ், அண்ட் ஆல்சோ இன் தி ஸ்கிரிப்சர்ஸ். ஆல் த்ரூ திஸ், திஸ் ஆர் த த்ரீ மேனிஃபெஸ்டிங் ஏரியாஸ் ஆஃப் காட், தட்ஸ் வேர் ஹி டிட். அண்ட் ஃபைனலி ஐ வாண்ட் டு ஃபினிஷ் திஸ் ஒன் அட்லீஸ்ட். Third point is, when we said, where we said, and then we said what? To whom the law was given? To Moses. And thirdly and finally, when the law was given? When? 3:1, please. 3:1 was here? Sorry, 19:1 was here. 19:1.
Third month. After the Israelites.
Does it say it is third month?
Moondram
thaadu mudalam thedin potru. Appadina enna artham? When did they leave Egypt?
3 months before.
Which month? Which month? 33rd chapter 3rd verse எடுங்க. என்ன ஆகும்? சீக்கிரம் மடம் எடுங்க. 33:3 எடுங்க. என்ன ஆகும்? 33:3 33:3 of Exodus. Numbers.
The Israelites set out from Ramses on the 15th day of the first
15th day of first month is what? Abib, right? If you read the 13th chapter of Exodus, it's given there, Abib Madam. So, 15th day, right? So, Modal Madam, 15th day, Kalamadang, right? Appa Modal Madam, Adutha, second Madam, 15th day, Varukke, Evala Nal Ache? 30 Nal, right? Second Madam, 30 Day Ache, right? Adutha Madam, 15th Varukke. Appa, 3rd Madam, Varna, 1 15th Kootu Nal, Appa, Evala Ache? 30 15th? 45 நாள், ரைட். அண்ட் தி டிட் கரை எப்போ வந்து? 3rd மாதம் வந்து சேரல. 3rd மாதம் 1st தேதி. அப்போ நேரம் எத்தனை நாள்? எத்தனை நாள்? 46. I want to make this calculation, keep it the back of my mind. It has a wonderful significance in it, right? 46th day exactly they arrived at Sinai, right? Now, that's not the point. The point is this. 46th day arrive பண்ண உடனே அடுத்த வசனம் வாசிங்க. 19:2-3 வாசிங்க. சரி, it is 47th day. And then what happens? Read further down. Vika Vasinga. Vasinga.
Kattai Malai Yudha Vasukkittu, Yaakovu Vamsathaarukku Sollavu, Israel Mithrukku Arivikkuvu Vedi Ennavendral, Naan Egyptiyarku Seidhathaiyum, Naan Ungalai Kalungalai Settikalin Mel Sumandhu, Ungalai Ennattaiyum Kettukondathai Neengal Kandirukkeergal.
மேல போய் இறங்கிட்டான் For 5 and a half hours going up and down. Just imagine this guy is doing. See, 47th day he went up, and then he came down. Then the 48th day he went up again. Now that's interesting. Now read the 10th verse and 11th verse. Pinbu Kartar Mose Noki.
இன்றைக்கும்
இன்றைக்கும் இன்றைக்கும் என்னது? 48 chapter. நாளைக்குன்னா 49th டே. அப்புறம் அடுத்த வருஷம் வாசிங்க 16 வசனம். மூன்றாம் நாளைக்கு மூன்றாம் நாள் கர்த்தர் ஜனங்களுக்கு ரைட் அப்படின்னா என்ன அது மூணாம் நாள்னா 50th. You see that? This is an interesting point. Passover கிளம்பி, அதாவது 12th chapter of Exodus talks about the Passover. Passover நடந்து எக்ஸாக்ட்லி how many days later they came to Sinai? 50th. The law was given 50th day after they left Egypt. That is, after Passover, 50 days later comes what? What? The law was given. You know, every Israelites below the age of 24, they're supposed to go over three festivals to Jerusalem. Kandiva poyavum. You know that it comes in 16:16 of Deuteronomy? Enna solluga pagada solluga
Passover
apuram feast of the weeks ah idha feast of the week, feast of the harvest, feast of the Pentecost, all the same. Our feast of the tabernacle, moodara pandigai. Indha moonru pandigaiku ella aangal, not pengal, right? Only male are expected to go to Jerusalem every year. இந்த த்ரீ ஃபெஸ்டிவலுக்கு போயே ஆகணும். அதில் ஒன்று தான் இந்த டே ஆஃப் பெண்டெகாஸ்ட் சைட். திஸ் இஸ் கால்டு பெண்டெகாஸ்ட் இஸ் செலிப்ரேட்டட் 50 டேஸ் ஆஃப்டர் த பாஸ்ஓவர். நவ் கமிங் டு த நியூ டெஸ்ட்மெண்ட், வாட் இஸ் த பெண்டெகாஸ்ட் ஹேப்பன்? செகண்ட் சாப்டர் ஆக்ட்ஸ் ரைட். சிலர் அறையப்பட்ட நாள் இல்லை, ரிசரெக்ஷன் டேல இருந்து. சி, ஆஃப்டர் த ரிசரெக்ஷன் எக்ஸாக்ட்லி 50 டேஸ் லேட்டர் பெண்டெகாஸ்ட் ஹேப்பன். What does Pentecost means? 50. Pentana 5, right? 50th day, right? Exactly resurrection kapprama 50th day la da the Pentecost experience happens. Now, what was given on this 50th day after Passover year? The law was given. What happens in the Pentecostal day on the second chapter of Acts of Apostles? The Holy Spirit. What is the connection between the law and the Holy Spirit? Jeremiah chapter 31. We'll stop here. என்னது ஜெர்மையா எங்க இருக்கு தெரியல, நியூ டெஸ்ட்மெண்ட் இல்ல. சார் 31 ஜெர்மையா 31:31-34 வாசிங்க. புது உடன்படிக்கை
பண்ணுவேன்.
அந்நாட்களிலே பிற்பாடு அங்க நியாயப்பிரமாணம் எங்க எழுதப்பட்டது? கற்பாறையில எழுதப்படுது. இனி கற்பாறையில எழுத போறதில்ல, கற்பாறையில எழுதா உடச்சு போட்டாங்க. இப்ப உள்ளத்திலே நான் எழுத போகிறேன். தொடர்ந்து வாசிங்க. You see that? Now tell me, what is the connection between the law given on the 50th day after the Passover, the law given on the 50th day after the resurrection of Christ Jesus? What is the connection? Yeah. The Holy Spirit is not writing it on a tablet of stone anymore, because the first was written on the tablet of stone. People broke it literally and figuratively. Now this time the Holy Spirit is going to take the law and write it in your own heart. இருதயத்துக்குள்ளே எழுத போறாரு. See, William Temple was a great Archbishop of Canterbury. He said, if you ask me to give me a play of Shakespeare, King Lear, and ask me to write like that, I can't do that. Only Shakespeare can write that, right? So What he's saying here is, if you ask me to live like Jesus Christ, I can't live like this. Only Christ can live like this. Then the genius of Shakespeare gets into my head, then I can write like Shakespeare. If the spirit of Christ gets into me, then I can live like Christ Jesus. அப்படின்னா என்ன அர்த்தம்? பழைய ஏற்பாட்டு சொல்லுகிறது விபச்சாரம் செய்யாதிருப்பாயாக, ரைட்? பட் டசன்ட் கிவ் யூ ஸ்ட்ரென்த் டு டூ இட். புரியுது அவளுக்கு? ஒரு திருடாதேன்னு சொல்றது பழைய ஏற்பாடு, அதோட நின்றுச்சு அவ்வளவுதான். திருடாதேன்னு சொல்றதுக்கும் திருடாத இருக்கிறதுக்கு பலன் கொடுக்கறது வேற இருப்போம். The Holy Spirit, New Testament concept, and it doesn't say don't do this, don't do this. But it tells you something not to do and also gives you strength not to do it. That is the difference between Old Testament law and New Testament law, right? Old Testament simply says, திருடாதிருப்பாயாக, போய் சாட்சி சொல்லாதிருப்பாயாக, எல்லாமே நெகட்டிவ்ஸ். New Testament ல என்ன பாசிட்டிவ்லி, the Holy Spirit gives you strength not to do it. So we don't have strength. Now, உண்மையாக திருட கூடாதான் பார்க்குறாங்க, ஆனால் முடியலையே. திருடதான் முடியுது, என்ன இது அப்படி சொல்றீங்களா? அந்த மாதிரி தான். This is exactly the point here, right? So the point here is, the New Testament is exactly the 50th day. Right? Passover in the 50th day, when the law was given, the resurrection in the 50th day, the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was given, because the Holy Spirit has a different role to play, the law has a different role to play. Law only tells me not to do certain things. It doesn't give me strength to do it. But the New Testament, Holy Spirit gives me strength to do what the Holy Spirit asks me to do, right? We'll stop here. Jombala. பரிசுத்தமுள்ள ஆண்டவரே, இந்த ஆசீர்வாதமான வேலைக்காக நன்றியோட ஸ்தோத்திரங்களை எடுக்கிறோம். ஆண்டவர் தாமே, when the people arrived at Sinai, ஆண்டவரே, அந்த இடத்துல முதன் முறையாக ஆண்டவர் ஒரு தனிப்பட்ட மனுஷனோடு அல்ல சாமி, மக்களோடு கூட உறவு கொள்ள விரும்புகிற தெய்வமாய் கீழே இறங்கி வருகிற சொல்லி வாசிக்கிறோம். ஆனால் மனிதனோ உண்மை விட்டு தூரமாய் போனான் என்று வாசிக்கிறோம். இன்றைக்கும் அதே நிலைமைதான் உலகத்திலே நடந்து கொண்டிருக்கிறதப்பா. எங்கள் வாழ்க்கையில கூட சாமி கிறிஸ்துவண்டு உருளை என்ன சொல்லிக்கொண்டாலும் கர்த்தர் எங்களோடு கூட நெருக்கமாய் வந்து உறவு கொள்ள விரும்புகிறீர். ஆனால் அநேக சமயங்களிலே எங்களுடைய செயல்பாடு மூலமாக, எங்களுடைய எண்ணங்கள் மூலமாக உண்மை விட்டு தூரமாய் விலகி போடுகிற மக்களாக நாம் வாழ்ந்து கொண்டிருக்கிறோம். ஆண்டவர் தாமே, இந்த விளையும் வார்த்தை மூலமாக எங்களோடு தொடர்ந்து நீர் பேசும் மீட்பரே. கிறிஸ்துவ நாமத்தில் ஜெபிக்கிறோம் பிதாவே. நாத்துமாவே கத்திர ஸ்தோத்ரி, நாத்துமாவே கத்திர ஸ்தோத்ரி. கர்த்தராகிய இயேசு கிறிஸ்துவின் கிருபையும் பிதாவாகிய தேவனுடைய அன்பும் பரிசுத்த ஆவியின் அன்பும் அனைவருக்கும் ஆசீர்வாதம் நம்மனைவரோடும் இன்றும் என்றும் எப்போதும் இருப்பாராக.